From talking mouths.
Okay, does anyone want to ask me if there's ever going to be another episode about an actual trail podcast?
I can't believe it's taken this long to get the next one out. We have plenty of stories for you, especially the Dirt Girls and Snow Girls activities, the clinics that we're putting on, all that stuff. But there is specific trail stories to come. Even the maintenance on the Porcupine Ridge, which is, I don't know how many molars it's knocked out, but now it's tidy and clean. The roots are gone. So there shall be more stories of builds coming up.
Nothing new needs to be built. I've still got a long short list of existing trails, but in terms of me being your outlet for marketing anything, I got to ask you, I could give you a riddle, like what's the sound of one hand clapping? I don't know if there's any audience left for this podcast at this point. I mean, I should clarify, when it began, it wasn't a podcast. I mean, this whole thing began as just an oral history project, germinated long before I even knew what a podcast was.
Yeah.
You know, initially I was just going to record the oral histories from the builders.
Yeah.
So much more has gone into it than I ever anticipated. But at the heart of it, it's still just an oral history project. One thing a podcast needs is regularity, right? And that ship sailed a long time ago with this.
Yeah.
So I dribble them out whenever I can. And one of the reasons we're talking today is because I looked at my calendar and it's December 2025. And I realize I have not said Bo Peep this entire calendar year. And as slow as the production has been on the podcast since I debuted the first episode, I think in 2021, not a calendar year has gone by when I haven't at least managed to do one trail story. I don't think I'm going to accomplish that this year, but I thought I at least need to get something out there. At this point, I don't know how many listeners are left. You're going to have to help get them back.
They're waiting with bated breath. So my heckles of you on the street of podcast, that doesn't help motivate a guy.
It makes a guy feel guilty. So I have interviews in the can.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of them are going to make it out before next building season, but just for anyone who's wondering, the podcast/oral history project is not finished. It's just a very slow and laborious process. When I think about all the hours I put into building trails, this is longer. I like doing it. I love talking to people about the trails. And I could make my life easy. I could just put them all in the can and hand them off to the archives someday, or I could just publish them unadorned.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the production aspect of it. And I want to try to do it well, and I'm trying to get better at it. And so that's why sometimes it takes time.
How long does it take?
To do a 30-minute episode, it's dozens of hours, like probably somewhere like 50 hours or more to do an episode.
Well, that's probably why I'm not in the podcast business.
To be clear, it's not a business.
Yeah.
this is a passion project that is unsupported and unsponsored by anybody, and that's fine. I've never looked for anything like that. I do this the same way I built trails. Obviously, the trails that we built over the years are benefiting lots of people, but ultimately, at the beginning, it was a very selfish endeavor. We wanted to do it to solve a specific problem we had, and also just because we loved the process. It was fun.
Thomas.
That was a recent conversation I had with Contagious Mountain Bike Club's multi-tool, Colin McCann. Colin has supported this podcast as enthusiastically as he supported many local trail builders. And his regular inquiries about the next episode are always appreciated, though not necessarily spurs to action. As I was telling Colin, making this podcast is fun for me, in the same way that building trails used to be. And hopefully, it will have some lasting value to the community.
Thomas again.
I will be back in the new year with more histories of your favorite Yukon trails. In the meantime, I'll be sharing a conversation with CNBC's trail director, Anthony Beer, along with a few things from my archives. If anyone's still listening, thank you.